Thursday at one of my favorite venues in town, Milk Boy Philly. There's a very cool band out of Boston called You Won't that will be coming and playing their first headlining tour, I believe. And Josh from the band is on the phone with us right now. Hello, Josh. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm great. Where do we find you this morning?
I'm at my bandmate's house in the suburban woodlands of eastern Massachusetts. I just got our oil changed for the tour. We're ready to go.
I love that. I love talking to bands that have to get the van all souped up and ready to roll out for the big tour.
Yeah, in this case, it's a Subaru Forester, but we're working our way towards a van.
Well, there's only... How many people actually play when you play? Is it just the two of you, or do you guys bring more along?
Yeah. No, just the two of us. We're a duo. We flirted with being a trio for a while, but we found our truest voice as far as just as a two-piece. Albeit a somewhat unconventional one, because we certainly managed to cram a lot of gear in that Subaru Forester for just two human beings.
The album is called Skeptic Goodbye, one that I like a whole lot and have gotten really
Thank
into.
You.
They play Thanks. At Milk Boy on Thursday night. It's milkboyphilly.com for tickets if you want to go check them out. For those people that haven't heard You Won't before, give me kind of the elevator pitch on the band.
We're very melodic, we're very percussive, very strummy, do a lot of harmony singing. We like our poppy folk to sound a little rough around the edges, and most of our songs are under 4 minutes long.
That's an interesting selling point.
Well, you know, people have short attention spans these days. You got to get to the point, and we're all about being concise in our entertainment.
It's a band that's perfect if you're busy.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see Spin or NPR label that one on you. I'll give it to you, though. If you're busy, this band is perfect for you.
Yeah, we can fit this into your multitasking-filled 2013 existence.
So I'm confused. I'm reading the bio off your site, and it says mm-hmm. you guys are a Boston-based duo. Fast mm-hmm. friends ever since they squared off in a fierce but poorly executed sword fight in 1999.
Oh.
What happened there?
Well, that's we're being dramatic there. It was a stage sword fight. It was for the theater. We were theater kids, and the first time we met was during the High School Musical when we were designated to fence. And it was very poorly executed, and I repeatedly every night would injure myself losing the sword fight in dramatic fashion and hurling myself on the ground and scraping my knee. That's how we met.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I guess it worked out. You guys got a cool band out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Many, many years later, it turned into something actually productive, we think.
I have to commend you. Who Knew is my favorite song off the album, and any
Thank
song
you.
That manages to reference Marty McFly is all right in my book.
Well, we're both pretty diehard Back to the Future fans, and that started off as kind of an in-joke, and then it just never went away.
I have to say, beyond just having short songs and being poppy and melodic, which you're all of that, it's really just a fun record, and it's heartfelt at the same time.
Thanks. That's what we shoot for. That's the kind of stuff that we dig, so we're trying to do the same in our work.
I think, you guys have toured with the Lumineers, which it kind of... If there's a subgenre to kind of place you guys in, it fits there, where it's fun, it's got a lot of heart to it, and it's got a lot of good old-school pop sensibility to it, too.
Yeah, I mean, we had a blast with them. They were super nice people, and it was obviously a thrill for us to be put in front of their very large audiences. When it comes to our live show, I think we diverge from their mold a little more. I think we tend to have a little more rock and roll, a little more edge in our live show, and it's a little more aggressive than in our recordings because, I don't know, you got to get your yayas out somewhere, and I guess that's where we do it.
Well, it does say here that you guys have a dynamic and enthusiastically unorthodox live performance. What is it that they can expect at Milk Boy on Thursday night?
Well, Rocky, my bandmate, is primarily on drums, but also likes to play two or three other things at the same time. He's a real musical multitasking gentleman, and we like to surprise people with our arrangements as often as we can to keep things interesting. So, you know, Rocky is actually a skilled player of the musical saw, which It's always a favorite. He also pulls out any number of non-musical items that he's managed to turn into percussion instruments, pots and pans, children's toys, things like that.
It's kind of like the Country Bear Jamboree is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the hipster Country Bear Jamboree. It's the Hipster Bear Jamboree.
There you go.
Is.
You should totally call the tour that. The Hipster Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, I'll send an email blast now. That sounds like a good title.
Josh, I would totally buy that T-shirt for sure.
Oh, man, I don't know if we can get those into production in time, but we'll put it on the list for later.
Well, we'll work on it. It's milkboyphilly.com is the spot to buy tickets Thursday night at Milk Boy. That's 11th and Chestnut in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for taking some time, man. I really do dig your band, and I dig the record a whole lot, and can't wait to see more from you.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And I do want to mention our North Carolina pals, Bombadil, will be joining us that night, and they are splendid songwriters and arrangers in their own right, and we're very happy to be on the road with them.
Now, let me ask you, Thursday night will be game two of a World Series, and you hail from Boston.
I know. Oh, my God, it's killing me.
Is it really? Are you a huge Sox fan?
Yes, since birth, and I actually was at Game 6 the other night when we defeated the Tigers and moved on, and that provided me some solace in knowing that I'll probably be missing all of the World Series games while I'm on tour. You know, maybe some of the venues were just, usually we don't like TVs in the venue, but this time I'm kind of hoping that they'll have one positioned just so I can kind of keep track of the game out of one eye while I'm playing. But don't tell anyone that.
I don't think there's any TVs upstairs in Milk Boy, but I'll send you some text alerts if I can.
Yeah, just somebody put an iPad next to my pedal board with a stream on it.
Well, look, man.
I'd be totally against this. But.
Yeah. No, hey, look, it's the World Series. Like, baseball's bigger than all of us.
I absolutely agree.
Who are we to argue? Josh, the band is You Won't. They are playing Milk Boy on Thursday, milkboyphilly.com to get your tickets. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Michael.